Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to this episode of the Hungarian Living Podcast. Today I'm visiting with Tünde from Tünde's Creation. You may remember that Tünde and I visited in Season 1, Episode 5, and talked about traditional Hungarian Christmas treats. And today we're going to talk about some upcoming classes that Tünde will be teaching. Welcome, Tünde.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be back.
Yes, it's great to have you back on the podcast again. We recently spent a weekend baking and decorating Mézes kalács cookies together, and it was super fun. Good to be in your presence, because we don't get to be in each other's presence very often. So instead of just face-to-face on Zoom, it was nice to be with you. So that was awesome. I always learn so much from you, and I'm excited about the upcoming cooking and baking classes, because while I can make all these recipes on my own, it is always so enlightening to walk through a recipe with you and have you be in on the process from start to finish. One of my favorite things about being in our classes is that I always learn so much more than just the recipe itself. You do a great job of troubleshooting if any of us run into problems, even when you aren't actually in our kitchens. So it's fun to learn traditional Hungarian foods from someone who is a patient cook. And some of the things you make aren't things that my mom made. And since she isn't here for me to visit with, I really appreciate your tips and tricks. So let's talk about the first thing we will make together.
So the first Saturday of March, we will make palacsinta. And if you are not familiar with this Hungarian word, it's the Hungarian version of crepes that the French make mostly as a dessert. So they put butter and sugar in the recipe. The Hungarian recipe usually don't have butter or sugar because we use this recipe for sweet and savory food as well. And we will make two sweet and two savory recipes at this upcoming class.
Okay, and so while we're together, we're going to actually end up with at least four different variations of the palacsinta.
Yes.
Okay.
And yes. Two of them will be the very famous Hortobágyi palacsinta and Gundel palacsinta. Hortobágyi palacsinta is the one you make with chicken paprikás. It's a savory recipe that most restaurants offer as appetizer. But in my house, it was a complete meal because it's very filling. Sure. and it's a wonderful recipe. And Gundel palacsinta, which is a fancy dessert. It has a walnut filling and a chocolate sauce on top. And in fancy restaurants, they will even put some alcohol on top and light it up, and it comes in flames to your
table. Oh, fun. Okay.
We will probably not light it up during the class.
But you'll teach us how if we want to.
Yeah, I will tell you how.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to burn down their kitchens.
Yes. Okay, good idea. So, and for those of you who are participating in the Let's Cook Hungarian Challenge, if you are having hesitation about working with palacsinta, which is the February recipe, then if you take this palacsinta class, it'll count as your palacsinta for offering for February, even though the class is technically, it's happening in March, but we'll make an extension if you want to jump in and learn this. And for those of you who regularly make palacsinta, this is a great opportunity to widen how you serve it, since there's going to be so many different options, and we'll make both the sweet and the savory versions. And even though, palacsinta is great, you could just put a little preserves in it and go, but it really, for all that work, it's nice for it to last longer than somebody just eating 10 palacsinta for fun. It could actually be a bigger picture meal and presentation can be beautiful, and instead of just super fast eating and nobody can keep up with making all the polenta because everybody just sucks them down. I love polenta because it's so flexible, and especially with the recipe that doesn't include sugar, which is what we have also encouraged people to find a recipe that you could live with that doesn't include sugar so that you can use it for both the sweet and the savory. So, and what's coming up in April?
In April, we will prepare the Hungarian goulash that, of course, American and the whole world calls Hungarian goulash. We call it marha pörkölt. And this is a beef stew made with onions and paprika. And this is also the base of the goulash soup that we will make later on.
Okay. And what are the dates for the April?
The April class is April 10th. That's the second Saturday of April.
Okay. And this is a great basic meal to master because it really, in general, can be a starter for so many different things.
Yes, it's the starter for the soup, but also the recipe itself can work with other meats as well. So you just learn this method and you can substitute beef with game meat. You can substitute it with pork. So you have so many variations of it that you will really enjoy playing with it.
Okay, good. And what do we have to look forward to in May?
In May the 1st, it's the first Saturday, we will make my everyday bread, which means it's not a fancy artisan bread, but it tastes just as good, but it's a no-need recipe. And you just mix it up, let it sit, and bake it. And it takes about 5 minutes of your time every day. It's 5 minutes active time. Of course, you have to let it sit in between, but you don't have to work on it a whole lot, and you have wonderful smell in your house, and you have homemade fresh bread or anytime you want. And as we have a lot of waiting time involved, we will use it to create some traditional Hungarian spreads like körözött and an egg spread. And I will show you other ways how we usually eat bread in Hungary. And I hope you will enjoy them.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we will. And, you know, when I'm in the rhythm of making bread, it's so easy. But a lot of times I just fall out of the rhythm. And so this is a great basic loaf of bread. I've enjoyed it several times with you and I love it. And it's perfect to serve with a meal. So, and the sandwich spreads will be great to know about too. And the other ways of serving the bread, just to have some flexibility. So while it may seem like it's just a loaf of bread, there's really so much more that can be done with it.
Yes, and especially don't miss this class because you want to serve this bread with your goulash levesh the next month.
Yes, and that will be coming next. So go ahead and talk about that a little bit.
Yes, goulash levesh is the thing. When we Hungarian hear the word goulash, we think of the goulash levesh. And it's this soup that's made with the same beef base. And we add a lot of vegetables and potatoes and homemade noodles to it. And it's a soup that we usually eat as a main course. And we serve some dessert after that. Maybe turos tészta or palacsinta. So this class series is a little bit linked together because either we serve them with each other or we have the same base ingredients. Okay.
Yes. And it'll all be delicious. So we'll get an opportunity to taste everything as we're working on it. And then in the end, we'll be able to have some flexibility with what we make because we can always make a loaf of bread to go with our goulash levesh or even our chicken paprikash from January that we had a class there. So there's a lot of great opportunity for kind of mixing and matching the different things in Hungarian cuisine. And it's nice to have some basic recipes that have a lot of flexibility. So I'm excited. I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to seeing your recipes because even though I have my own, there seems to be this foolproof method that you have as far as explaining it whether it's the technique of weighing and measuring for those kinds of things, or even just flavor combinations that your recommendations really do there.
Yes, I like to provide always the most basic, simple recipes, because then you can go with it and you can add your variations to it. So I just try to keep everything simple, because I think that these simple traditional meals are just the best.
Yeah. And they're, you know, if people want to make them when they're simple and traditional, if everything is super, super fancy, then it gets discouraging because it takes so much time. So it's good to really know the basics. So.
Exactly.
So each class is priced at $35, but if you purchase all the classes together as the Spring Series package, you save $20, and the package price is $120. So the classes are posted on mudyardmarketing.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes. And you can, again, sign up for each of them individually, but you can do the whole series together. And if you've been in a class with Tunda before, you know how fun it can be. It's a nice grouping of people. Everybody's there for the same purpose. And it's a way to have a sense of community, even though we're all in our own kitchens, but we're together on Zoom. And it's great to be able to ask questions as we're in the middle of the process. So thank you, Tunda, for being a guest on the podcast again.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to spend some time with your sweet group together again.
And as always, thank you for listening. We will have the details on how to register for the classes on the HungarianLiving.com website in the show notes, or head over to MudyardMarketing.com to register. And if you have any questions, be sure to give me a call at 1-800-786-7851. Have a great day. Hungarian Living is a division of Mudyard Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at mudyardmarketing.com. And special thanks to Steven Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@HungarianLiving.com. We'll catch you next time.